Perket Zain, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Eliyahu atish b'mitosha v'gilo del Achav. Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, asher amadati lefonav, im yiyye ashoni mo'el tal u'motar, ki im lefi dvari. Very interesting Pasuk. Eliyahu, who was a Navi, turns to Achav, and he says, he's taking a shvua. Chai Hashem. There will not be any tal umotar ki'im lefi dvari. Rather, according to what I say. That is the simple translation of the pasuk. Question is, what does this pasuk mean? So if you look at the Mefarshim, you'll find something very interesting. The Malbim explains that there was actually a conversation between Achav and Eliyahu. Achav turns to Eliyahu and he says, listen, how could it be that Kilah Sarav Niskayma, the Kalala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miskayim, the Kilah Satalmi Lo Niskayma, and the Kalala of the Talmud was not Miskayim? What is he referring to? He's referring to the opposite. How could it be that the klala of the Rav was not Miskayim, and the klala of the Talmud was Miskayim? What is he referring to? He's referring to what we just mentioned, the parak before. We ended up the previous parak talking about Yerichai. How, what's his name?
Built up Yericho when his sons died. One after the other.
Sons died. So he built the Berichai, and the sons died one after the other. Who made that klala?
Yeshua.
And then he says, how could it be that klala, the klala of Yeshua was Niskayim, and the klala of Moshe Rabbeinu was not Niskayim? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? What did he say? Pen yifta levavchem, if you will turn and worship Avodah Zarah, what's going to happen?
You're going to be punished. All
right. Well, right, what was the punishment? Hashem will stop. Right, Hashem will stop the rain. There won't be any rain.
Say it in Shemar every day. Oh.
Exactly. Says Achav to Eliyahu, look at me. I'm worshipping of a desire openly. Plenty of rain. Look around. It's all green, beautiful. It's raining every other day. Snowing. Right? You got snow tomorrow night. Right, what's going on? Right? The klal of Yeshua is Miskayim. Klal of Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing. Right? It's a good taina. So Eliyahu turns to Achav and he says, really? Yeah? You're so happy?
Let's see what happens. All right.
You're so happy you think there's rain now? All right. I'll take you on. So, Malbim explains that there's a difference between the klal of Yeshua and what Eliyahu is actually telling Achav. He says like this. There are different types of Ashgacha over Klal Yisrael. Yeah? And it's not clear if Eliyahu actually gave this answer to Achav, or it's just the Malbim is speaking this out. But he says that there's two ways, right? When Klal Yisrael are doing the right thing, then what happens is the rain is under Ashgacha as well. When Yisrael are under Ashgacha, so too the rain is also under Ashgacha. Which means, like we say in Shema,
rain will come in its time.
Yeah, exactly. It'll come in its time.
It could come at the wrong time and it's just as bad.
Right.
Alright, whatever.
Then what's going to happen? If they leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, then the Ashgacha will leave, And there won't be any rain that is under Hashgacha either. Yeah? So the rain is not connected to the Hashgacha at all. Which means that once they become like all the other nations, they're over the Avodah Zarah, what's going to happen then? The Hashgacha is going to leave. And then the rain is going to fall under the rule of nature. Whatever nature dictates, that's what's going to be. I mean, it's not going to come from Hashem. Right? When Israel are doing the Ratzon Hashem, then they have the Hashgacha, and the rain comes with Hashgacha as well. When they leave Ratzon Hashem, then they become like all the other nations, and that depends. Then depends on Teva, depends on nature. Whatever nature dictates, that's what's going to be. If according to nature they're supposed to have rain, you'll have rain. According to nature, you're not supposed to have rain. You're not going to have rain. Right? But that doesn't mean necessarily that there won't be rain. If according to nature there will be rain, then there will be rain. Right? Make sense?
Cool.
So that's what's happening over here. So now since Achav started worshipping Avodah Zarah, so now the Hashgacha left Klal Yisrael, and now the rain is under Teva. It's under nature. And nature has nothing to do with what the people do, right? It's nothing. Nature is nature. If it's supposed to rain, we're supposed to have a cold winter, we're going to have a cold winter. If it's supposed to snow, it's going to snow. That's what happens in every other nation, every other country. Yeah? What's the difference between that and the claw that the Yeshua gave? The difference between that and the claw that Yeshua gave was very different. Because the words of Yeshua are by definition connected to the Hashgacha of Hashem. The claw of Yeshua is that anyone who builds a Rechai, all its kids are going to die. That's not nature. That goes against nature. So in order for the covenant of Yeshua, for the honor of Yeshua to be held, the curse has to take place. And Hashem will make sure that this Hashgacha will be fulfilled in order to honor Yeshua, to honor the word of Yeshua. So even though that generation does not have Hashgacha anymore, because that generation left the ways of Hashem, they're worshipping idols. They don't have Hashgacha anymore, but the Klal of Yeshua still has place. The Klal of Yeshua has to take place for the covenant of Yeshua. So it's a very different system than the rain. The rain, once we leave the Hashgacha, then the rain falls under Teva, falls under nature. However, the Klal of Yeshua has to take place no matter what. It's not like if you do the wrong thing, there's no Hashgacha, so now whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen, right? It doesn't go with nature now. We still have to fulfill the klal of Yeshua. So what does Eliyahu do? So that's what Eliyahu was showing to him. And he's telling him, listen, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do something different. What was the klal of Moshe? The klal of Moshe was, if you don't go in the ways of Hashem, what's going to happen? There won't be any rain. What's Eliyahu telling Achav now? Look in the pasuk. Eliyahu is telling Achav, "Im yashanim ele tal umotar." There won't be any rain, and there won't be any dew either. That is in addition to the klala that Moshe said. So he's showing him in the Mephis, that now I'm going to make sure that the Gzera of Moshe is going to take place, but he's going to take place on the rain and on the dew as well. And that's, again, similar to the kind of curse that Yeshua is making. Because just like Yeshua, you said that he made his call not according to nature. So now, Eliyahu is saying, I'm going to also go beyond nature, and I'm going to say there's not going to be any rain, there's not going to be any dew either. And that curse of Eliyahu, no rain and no dew, is going to be fulfilled for the honor of Eliyahu himself. Just like the klal of Yeshua is fulfilled for the honor of Yeshua. Does that make sense? Or did I lose you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sense?
Does that mean the weather is going to change, or is that just they got to do with the rain and the dew?
Yeah, it means the weather is going to change. Until now it was raining very nicely. There was rain, there was dew. Now on, no rain, no dew.
No dew. Right.
And that is not an einish. There, even when an einish, when a punishment takes place, there could be a reality where the punishment takes place as hashgacha as well. It was part of the Hashgacha that there will be an Einish. Meaning, even when the Jewish people are under Hashgacha, Hashem will give them an Einish. He will punish them. But this Einish is not an Einish of Hashgacha. And that's what Eliyahu is pointing out at the end of the Pasuk. Ki'im lefidvari. Why is there not going to be any rain or dew? Not because you don't even, you're so low, Eliyahu is telling Achav, you're so low, you don't even deserve a punishment from Hashem. That's how low you are. So you know why there's going to be no rain or dew? Not because Hashem said, because I said, Eliyahu was saying. I said that. Now Hashem will be Mekayim what I say, for my honor. But it's not coming from Hashem. You don't deserve an einish from Hashem. You're so low. You're even lower than that. Yeah. So that's why it's important to define that there is he's adding the einish even worse. He's saying there's going to be no tal either. To show, to make a clear distinction, to show that it's not the Oynesh fraud as Moshe Rabbeinu promised. Rather, it's a different Oynesh that I promised, Eliyahu.
But is Eliyahu promised to not to have?
Yes.
But who is Eliyahu?
Right.
The decision.
What?
Who is Eliyahu?
He's a Navi.
But Navi usually does something what behalf of Hashem will.
Not necessarily.
But it means he won't change nature also?
We find from Yeshua. Yeshua did the same thing. When he punished that anyone who builds Yericho will bury his kids, that was not from Hashem. It's not like Hashem said it. Oh, Hashem said anyone who builds Yeshua will bury his kids. No. That came from Yeshua alone. Hashem fulfilled the klal of Yeshua in order to defend the honor of Yeshua. But it didn't originate from Hashem. It originated from Yeshua.
What was the reason that he brought this curse upon the people?
Yeshua?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because that caused, Yericho caused the loss of many Jewish lives. They lost the next war against Ai. Because of that, because Yericho caused this terrible loss, that's why he cursed Yericho, so to speak.
Are Jews allowed to live in Yericho today?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
just talking about, right, I'm saying it's not technically not really possible, but yeah, he's just talking about whoever builds the city. Right. There's no prohibition against living there. It doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, you sure even stop the sun moving or something? Or not?
Yeah, that was something else. A
couple hundred years before.
Yeah, but it means some people have power
over nature. Yeah.
But this is what they receive this power because they naive. It's not normal people.
Yes. Yeah, they have supernatural powers. Not only Superman, other people as well.
Honey, what happens to this person?
Which person?
the one we're talking about. We get a klolah, whatever he says, it's from him and not from Hashem. And how do you know? How can you tell? How can you tell when somebody's getting punished? It's not from Hashem. It's from something else.
Well, we could tell because he's changed the klala of Hashem, of Moshe. Moshe, what was Moshe's klala? That there will be only rain. Only rain will be missing, right? He's saying not only is there not going to be rain, there won't be dew, won't be tal either.
Yeah, so.
So that shows us clearly. It's not the klala of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different klala. Yeah.
No, I understand that. No, what I mean is you're saying that it's not under the hashgach of Hashem that he's getting punished. You're saying that he's getting punished because this is supposed to happen through regular, the way Hashem made nature. That's what's going to happen. So I mean, how can you really tell? We see this guy dies. That how can you tell that we die because this way and not that? Well, how would he have died if it came from Hashem? How would it be any different? It would, you know. Just
right. You're right. It's not always clear 100%.
This is clear. This is clear because dew is a natural process. Withholding dew is completely.
You can't have dew. You know how does dew form? How?
How is what?
How does dew form?
Yeah.
When do you have dew?
No, I'm not talking about the dew now. I'm talking about the person who's getting punished for what he's doing. Him, and he dies before. I mean, he dies from it.
Because his kids died. Huh?
How can you tell it wasn't
from air?
No.
It was just through nature. He died.
If you have a hot day, and then it cools at night,
because it was bad.
The condenses the grass. And it gets nourishment.
In the morning. Thinking around him. Yeah, right.
Right.
He told him he's getting
so
punished.
Something's changing in the
because
weather.
Because he did something wrong.
But you could have that, and there's no dew. So
what he did wrong is he went against the Shem. He went against the Shem. It says over here. Over here, not only did he worship idols and everything else, he says, I don't want to have anything to do with the God of Israel. I don't want to be in all of that. I don't believe in the whole business.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, continue.
So he's an apokoros, all right.
He's worse than an apokoros.
But this is your dog. You said this guy is so bad, even Hashem doesn't want to punish him.
Right.
But it's kind of absurd, usually.
Meaning, again, this is a kind of this is a very unique relationship that only Klal Yisrael has. Klal Yisrael can go from an Ashgacha, right? No other nation of the world has such a thing as Ashgacha Pratis. Divine providence. There's no such thing for the Umma Salem, for the other nations. It's only for Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael, you have a clear distinction between something that's under Ashgacha and a relationship that's not under Ashgacha. So when the relationship is not under Ashgacha, then the you don't get the bracha, obviously. The bracha that comes to them is not through Ashgacha. It might come through nature, right? But that's a different channel. It's a different channel. So if nature dictates that the rain will come, then fine, the rain will come.
Yeah, but he will go with that there. Hashem made nature.
Yeah, but
he made nature. It's still from Hashem.
true, but if it's a different system, it's a different channel. It could come this way, and it could come this way. Hashem made both, right? But it's a different kind of relationship. When the bracha of rain comes through Ashgacha, you're right, it's the same rain. Same rain, raindrops are falling, right? You get the same amount of water, the water tastes the same. But it's the relationship, right? Just like if you bought a gift for your wife, right? You bought her a ring for your anniversary.
Diamond ring.
So you could just like you could walk into the house like here's your ring, you know, bought something. Yeah. Here you go. You just throw it on the counter, like, yeah, I'll put something for you over there, go check it out. Right? Now that's one way. Or another way is you take her out for dinner, you have a nice dinner, you order some wine,
give her a surprise.
Deep, meaningful conversation, you look deep into her eyes, and then you pull out the ring and say, here, this is because I love you so much. At the end of the day, she's going to have the same exact ring. Right? The ring is going to be the same. The ring is not going to look different. It's going to look the same thing on her finger. The question is, how is she going to feel inside? Is she going to feel loved, cared, cherished? Or is she going to feel otherwise? So the point is that rain can come the same. It can come through one way, come through Ashgacha, that builds. The rain can come in a way where it builds the connection between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and really gets us closer with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's one way. Or it could come through nature. It'll be the same rain. The rain is not going to be different, but it's not going to build that connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's only coming through nature. It's coming through a different system, through a different channel. So it's a whole different system.
Is that is called a punishment?
So what do you mean?
When it comes from nature and not from a skull.
Yes, for sure. Meaning, it's a punishment by default. It's just, you don't have... when a skull removes itself, then that in and of itself is a punishment. We don't have that close connection with Hashem. Right? That's missing.
If it comes in the wrong time.
So that's actually something very interesting. The Mefarshim talk about what happens. It says that in Rosh Hashanah, everything is decided. If we do the right thing, then we'll have plenty of rain. We'll have plenty of money, and everything will go well. What happens? If Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, we're not doing so good in Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem says, you know what? You guys don't deserve it. I'm going to give you very, very little rain this year. Right? Because you're doing so bad. Happens to be, after Rosh Hashanah, we get Chizik, we grow, comes Chanukah time, Purim time, and we're different people. We're better people. We grew. We rebuilt the connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is that the decree, the gezerah that was made on Rosh Hashanah, has to stay. When Hashem decreed on Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be very, very little rain. Hashem can't go back in time and change that. That's it. That's set. It's not going to change. What happens?
God doesn't change His mind.
Meaning, yeah, the Gemara says, whatever is decided in Rosh Hashanah, that's what's going to be for the rest of the year. So that can't be changed in the middle of the year. It's too late. It's over. But now we're better people. Now we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we do deserve rain, but we were already slated a very small amount of rain. So the Mefarshim explained what happens is what Hashem does. He gives us exactly the same amount of rain that was decided in Rosh Hashanah. Very little rain. However, He brings the rain at times where it's most needed, where it's going to be utilized the most, right? During the time, exactly the time at night when the earth can take it in, right? And it's going to fall exactly the right time, right? And it's gonna grow, yeah. And that's what's gonna, that little rain is gonna be given in a way, in a very blessed way, with bracha, with hashgacha, and at the end of the day, we're gonna have enough rain, meaning because it's gonna come at the right time. So to the opposite. If during Rosh Hashanah everything is good, we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch, we're doing the right thing, Hashem says, oh, beautiful, I love you, here is plenty of rain. Right? I'm going to give you a ton of rain this year. But then after Rosh Hashanah comes, oh, listen, you already got plenty of rain, now we can do whatever we want, right? We can do this, do that, do whatever, you know, leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. What did Hashem do? Same thing. Oh, you left me? Oh, you think you guys got a lot of rain, so now you can do whatever you want? Hashem brings the rain exactly the wrong time. He brings the rain at times where...
Yeah, the same amount they were supposed to get good.
Right.
They get it in the wrong time and it's bad. Floods the place.
Exactly.
But this is only our guess. What Hashem actually decided to do.
It's true. It's after Rosh Hashanah we get a recording of what happened in Shammai, and we say, oh, the rain, you know, Hashem sends us a...
He did not send notes.
Right, he didn't send us an email. Okay, this is the decree. This is what happened in Shemaim. We decided that you're going to get this and this and that.
We just had Friday.
What?
What happened Friday? In the weather.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
It wasn't much rain.
It was destructive. It smashed everything.
It was the wind. It wasn't the rain.
Right.
That's it.
There's something called Oishar Shomer LeBaal of LeRaasai. There's wealth that's given to someone. But it's for his detriment. It's negative. It's wealth, right? It's a lot of money. But the money causes him tzaras. It causes him to destroys his marriage. It causes his friends to leave him. He's very wealthy at the end of the day, but
he's not happy.
He's not happy, right? He's left with nothing. So that's the thing with that. So we have to know that there's different ways where it can come. Rain is a bracha, but it can come many different ways. Not a bracha by definition. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, good.
I understand.
As long as you understand.
If you're a farmer, you understand better. You plant all your seeds, and then it rains like heck, and...
Goodbye.
Everything gets washed away. You got to start all over again.
Well, they say he'll bring the rain at night.
It says
when people are not running around, they won't get soaked. It'll
right, exactly.
They're home and everything else. They have to worry about bad weather.
Exactly.
It says Yara Omalkush. Early rains and late rains. Easy rain, a heavy rain. By Honey Amagul. He prayed for rain. God sent them. He said, too much rain.
Too much of everything is no good.
Then he prayed again, not enough rain. Till it...
Right, it was just right.
Then it came just... Now it's just right. The difference.
But we read only one pasuk today?
Yes, just one pasuk.
I didn't move, yes.
But yeah, it's a very important pasuk. There's a lot to talk about.
But this is interesting. But Navi punished king.
Yes.
But this is punishment not only king but all people.
Yeah. Well, all the people were doing Avodah Zarah.
Rain.
All the people were doing Avodah Zarah.
But this always if. King is bad, it's all people bad, or sometimes not all people so bad as king?
No, it was good people and bad people.
No, but good people also don't have rain.
Well, apparently the whole generation was following in the footsteps of the king, and they were all worshipping Avodah Zarah.
It means we can judge.
He didn't.
Generation no. by
I know, but
by kin.
But there's in between there's good people and bad people, you know. The majority.
No, for now we have different president, but I'm not sure this is people usually bad if president is not so good.
Well, we're going into politics now? What happened?
No, but in our time we can judge people by president. You said if president was king is so bad, it means most of people follow him.
Were you saying that the people who elected him are supposed to be punished as well?
No, but I believe, I agree. My question is historically, in Jewish Jewish history. There is some situation when people were more, much better than king, or all of the generation.
Yeah, sure.
It means punishment, king, it's not always punish the people.
Right.
Usually, historically, David was good king, the people were good.
But he had problems too.
Ahab was so bad, and people were bad.
Yes. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here. See you next week, please, Rasha.
We stop here, we didn't get very far.